A very good morning to you. Very good morning, Namibia. Very good morning to you, my dear listeners. Welcome to Eagle FM. And thank you, Tate France, for handing over the mic at this side, at the Ondangwa studio. It's a Tuesday morning, the 14th of July. Who are you choosing today? So I'm choosing you. I'm choosing you. And now that you're tuned in, you're also choosing Eagle FM. We are choosing each other. We are choosing each other. Good morning to you. And welcome to your favorite talk radio station. That's Eagle FM. And so where are you listening us from? A very good morning to you. Are you listening us from Windhoek, Rundu, Kiertmanshoop? Coast, where are you listening us from? We would love to know. Sometimes we would love to know who are listening to us and where are you listening us from us. Okay, so good morning and welcome to Eagle FM. So my name is Mike Oshoveli and this is Unpacking the Day, your daily dose of what is really going on in terms of business, economics and political headlines. So every weekdays we cut through the noise to make sense of the big stories, trends, and numbers, numbers that are making headlines. So we keep it clear, a little witty sometimes, and always, always, always curious, asking the questions that matter and giving you a fresh take on what other people are saying out there. So the views shared during our segment, don't necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. So we are here to unpack what others are saying, spark the meaningful conversations, so that you can be part of the bigger conversation. So this is your space. This is your platform to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the stories. So, and if you're just joining us, a very good morning to you. Our time is 10 minutes past the hour of 8. And I'm back from the planet Mars. Fortunately, you know, it's I came with some virus and it's affected our technology right here. So I came with a more advanced technology that has actually affected some stuff here. That's why I couldn't start at the very beginning. All right, so let's start as normally we do. We look at what happened on this day in Africa. So we're looking at on this day in Africa. And good morning, Africa. Welcome back to On This Day in Africa, your daily trip through the continent's fascinating history. So today we got some incredible stories for you. And let's dive in. Let's dive right in. So way back on this day in 1954, something big was brewing in Angola. Okay, a man named Holden Roberto, got together with a couple of friends, you know, Manuel Ventura Barros, and Sidney Nekaka. Now, and they started something called the Union of People of Northern Angola, the UPNA. So, for short. Now, here's why this is actually important. Now, these guys were fed up. They were protesting against Portuguese colonial rule, you know, forced labors and discrimination against their people. Now, think about that. People being forced to work against their will just because of where they come from. Now, this little movement, it didn't stay small. It grew and evolved into what became the UPA and eventual FENELAU, you know, FENELAU was one of the major forces that helped Angola fight and win its independence. So basically, today marks the birthday of a freedom movement that changed a nation's destiny. And we get into our time machine, and now here is one that is all warm your heart a little bit. On this day, in 1960, a young British woman named Jane Goodall, Jane Goodall, showed up at a place called Ngobe Stream Reserve in Tanzania, and boy, did she make history. Now, she was there to study wild chimpanzees. Just her, the jungle, and our closest relatives, you know them, the closest relative in the animal kingdom. Now, what started as a simple research project turned into one of the longest running studies of chimpanzees ever conducted anywhere in the world. So, and get this, Jane discovered things that completely blew scientists' mind. She found that the chimps, you know, use tools like human beings. So they have personality like human beings. They have families like human beings, and they have emotions. So something that was never discussed by that time. So her work literally rewrote the books of how we understand primate behaviors and even human evolution. So one woman, one forest, and she changed science forever. And okay, this one is a bit darker, but it's important. It's a very important history. So on this day in 1972, Equatorial Guinea's president, Francisco Macias Nguema, looked around and said, "You know what? I don't need any other political parties. It's just gonna be me from now on. From now on, it's just gonna be me." So he declared the country a one-party state and grabbed all the power for himself. Now, and if that wasn't enough, so he later had the nerve to call himself president for life. So he called himself president for life. Pretty very bold, you know, to call yourself president for life. So, and here's the thing, though. His regime became infamous as one of the most oppressive, repressive governments in the modern African history. So people suffered greatly under his rule. But here's the good news. Here's the good news. You know that he called himself president for life. So he didn't last forever. So in 1979, he was overthrown, and justice eventually prevailed. All right. And let's wrap up with a story from way back in 1904. On this day, Paul Kruger, if you have actually learned the history of South Africa, who had been a president of South African Republic, you might know it. By that time, it used to be Transvaal. It was to be reversed to refer to as Transvaal. He passed away. Okay. So, but here's the sad part. So he died far from home in exile in Clarence and Switzerland after the Second Boer War. Thing hadn't gone his way, and he ended up spending his final days in Europe instead of the country he loved, as he normally said. So despite how things ended, Paul Kruger remained one of the most important and influential figure in South African history. So love him or question his decisions, there is no denying he shaped the nation in a huge, huge ways. So his faces is actually on those famous Kruger Rand, those Kruger Rand gold coins, you know. So, yeah, he passed on this day in 1904. All right, and there you have it. Four more chapters from African incredible storybooks. This continent never stopped giving us stories worth telling. So, join us tomorrow for another segment of On This Day in Africa. And remember, every day is a history in making. Okay? Every day is history in the making. So good morning, and thanks for joining us. Thanks for tuning in. And if you're wondering where you are, this is Eagle FM, and you're tuning to Unpacking the Day. So yeah, before we go on doing our work, whatever we do, let's have, you know, a thought for the day, okay? Something that would help us guide our day a little bit. So Today's African proverb says, if you don't want a monkey's tail to touch you, don't attend the monkey's dance. Okay? If you don't want, because, you know, when they're dancing, of course, tail will be up. And so if you don't want a monkey's tail to touch you, don't attend the monkey's dance. Okay? So the proverb teaches that you can't choose to stand in the middle of trouble and then act surprises when trouble finds you, you know, or you can't gossip. You cannot join gossip and complain that your name is being mentioned. You can't hang around dishonest people and expect your reputation to stay clean. So you can't play dangerous game and hope to avoid the consequences. So every environment comes with its own risks. Every crowd has its own influence. Every decision has its own price. So sometimes the smartest move in life is not winning an argument or fixing the problem. Sometimes it is simply choosing not to be there in the first place. So today, ask yourself, what monkey dance am I attending that I should have walked away from a long time ago? You know, what monkey dance am I attending that I should have walked away from long time ago? So because where you choose to stand today often determines what sticks to you tomorrow. So have a thoughtful Tuesday and let's keep unpacking the day. So good morning and welcome. So, all right. So what do we have for you? What is on the menu this morning? So what do we have? Remember, we come into you live from the Ondengo studio and I will be with you until 11 o'clock. So we have plenty to talk about. And so what do we have to talk about? Now, there was this trip, you know, for a president visited China, you know, and then China pledged to, you know, pledges to support Namibia national development priorities through technology transfer, technical cooperations, and project partnerships. So making a significant elevation in our bilateral relations. So we're going to go into that a little bit and highlight some of the events or the things that have taken place. Yeah, just to see. The question we're asking, actually, how does this trip actually benefit you, the ordinary Namibian? How does it benefit you? So we're going to look at that a little bit more, scrutinize that a bit, put that to scrutiny. This is unpacking the day. All right? That's one thing that we're going to look at. And yesterday, we, you know, the villager, we had, you know, yesterday was Monday, and we have an edition of the villagers. So the front page, you know, the front page story, it's about, over the five quarters from the start of 2025 through the first quarter of 2026, Namibia spent 46.2 billion on consumable imports. You know, consumable import, its largest import category, you know, highlighting the country's heavy reliance on foreign goods and the pressing need for domestic value addition production to reduce this import dependence. So we're going to go into that because there's something most spoken. And are we doing anything at all? So, and also, major employers, there's also a story about major employers in Namibia, including the financial regulator, NAMFISA, and brewing giant, AB InBev, Namibia, have failed mandatory employment equity reviews, exposing now a systemic non-compliance with affirmative action laws and triggering regulatory sanctions. So yes, we're going to go into that as well. We're going to unpack that as well. So, and you know what? And there's so many and so many other things coming up. So many other stories articles or headlines that we're going to look at as well. So, of course, and you know what? It's as usual, your participation will also be part of the show. So you most welcome also to take part. Unpack this with me. That's the reasons. That's the reason. That's why we are here, is to unpack this together. So let's do this after this.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Omutiha with the Kirotabuna, Imatina, Omjo. Chicago Shafasa Nana, Longishifa, Yai, Shuikamoshiwana, Iamoyawa, Otaimbo Samweni, Anagashifa, Yanamibia, Omjombanawa, Omjika. Seifa Nina, Omeguro, Niranditoma, Ye, Yongishifa, Yokupiramo, Eagle FM Media House. Gwe 22 Neha, Uka Kombanga Nina. Kara omukwashi pareki wimo po yo mo programa deto. Moambo, dengira selma, onaraje tatuimu. Datu ndatu, heari jamano tano, o niyaji. Eagle FM, so high.
So very good morning to you. And wherever you tuning in from Windhoek, from Oshakati, from Swakopmund, from Rundu, from every corner of this beautiful republic, of this beautiful country, you are tuned in to Unpacking the Day on Eagle FM, and I'm your host, Big Mike Oshoveli. So let us talk about the big news this week, okay? Our president, Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah, and just returned from a state visit, you know, to China. Well, the newspapers, you know, tell us it was a great success. Okay, the newspapers, when you read the newspapers, they tell us that it was a great success. 8 agreements signed. So you probably picked up that you know, there was apparently 8 agreement, you know, signed. But you know what? But you know, Unpacking the Day, we do not just read the headlines. We don't just, okay, read the headlines and leave it up there. No, we dig. That's what we do. We dig. We ask the hard questions. And right now, we are going to unpack what the China trip really means for the ordinary Namibian. What does this China trip meant for you? You and I, the ordinary Namibian, the man on the street. So the woman selling kapana in Katatura, for example. So the young graduate looking for work. What does this trip mean for the person who's actually sitting at home with his graduation, I mean, with his degree, you know, trying to find work? Maybe a farmer in the north, you know, this side of the red line, the red line, you know. What does it mean for you? Okay, so that's why we are here for. That's why this program is here for. So here's what we know, okay? Here's what we know. The president spent almost a week in China, and from the 5th to the 11th of July. So she met with the Chinese leader, with the Chinese president, Xi Jinping, and they talked about corporations. Of course, what else would they talk about? Okay. So they signed 8 agreement covering, those agreement is covering trade, education, health, vocational training, human resource development. Yeah, those are some of the, you know, areas that this 8 agreement is. These are some of the trade this agreement is covering. Now, China says it will support President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwah's 7 national development priorities. They will do this through technology transfer. They will do this through technical corporations. They will do that through project partnership. Okay? So that's what China said. We will support you, Madam President. So now, let us pause here right here. 7 national development priorities. Okay, that's what the report says. So that's what we read, you know, 7 national development priorities. Okay, but can someone tell us, or tell me, or tell you exactly what those 7 priorities are? Okay, what are those 7 priorities? Because if we are going to measure success, all right? So I'm thinking in terms of now, if we are going to measure success, we need to know what are the target. So we need to know what are the 7 priorities, huh? What are the target of those 7 priorities? If we now to measure the success of this trip at a certain point in life, all right? So we need to know what are these 7 priorities are? Because as I said, we need to measure what is the success of this trip, and we need to know probably what are the target, what are we achieving? Eh? If you and I cannot name, can you name these 7 priorities? What are those 7 priorities? I'm trying to find out what are those 7 priorities. How will we know? Now, if I'm sitting right near, how would I know that China actually delivered? Do you know what needs to be delivered? What is that? What they need to do? Well, accountability starts with clarity. That's what it's all about. Accountability starts with clarity. So that is our first question this morning. All right? So when we come back.
Great news. Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just $36 a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
All right, welcome back. We're looking at the president and the 200 delegates. Actually, that's a village. Do you know that there's a village? There's a village, for example, in Kavango West. Not only that have 200 people, a village. Yeah? So those delegates. So when you read, there is this new label, a China-Namibia community with a shared future for the new era. You know, it sounds like something from a poetry book, you know? But let's be real a little bit, okay? China uses this kind of language with many African countries. Okay, when you look at that, this is not typical to Namibia. This uses the same language with many African countries, and it's more like a template. You understand? It's more like a template when you look at that. Now, that does not make it bad. Okay, I'm not saying that makes it bad. That does not make it bad, but it means we must look past the beautiful words. That's what I'm saying. We must look past beautiful words and really ask, what is the fine print? This is where I'm actually, you know, heading it. So what is the fine print? Eh? Every relationship has give and take. Every relationship, any relationship at all, it has give and take. Now, what is Namibia giving? Okay? What is Namibia is giving, and what are we getting? So, is it clear for you? Is it clear for you that this is what we are giving and this is what we are taking? So, every kind of relationship, there is that relationship. That relationship is always give and take. So, and in this relationship, what is Namibia giving and are we getting? The reasons why we we ask these questions, or why we get into this, is because what is the word in the Shwambo? Kind of like we are now, what is the word? I'm looking even the word in English, you know, you're becoming more cautious now, you know, and because akuti ponima ningepo, wende potofifira, ponima ningepo ngepi. So that's what we kind of feeling now, you know. So, because the report, when you read all the reports, say China wants to help Namibia, want to help us with urbanization, with industrialization, with agricultural modernizations. So those are things when you read, and also with Vision 2030, and there's only 4 years left. So, and with Vision 2030, they also want to encourage more Chinese company actually to come here, okay, and to buy more local goods, create jobs for Namibians, and transfer skills. So that's the broader picture of what this agreements and relationships all about. Now, if you have been listening, to this show for a while, you know we have heard this. We have heard this song before. Okay, this is not a new song. Okay, Chinese company already here. So what are you talking about? Chinese company already here. They are building roads here. You know, they are running shops here. They are mining here. They are here. They're already here. So, but how many Namibians are actually getting? Now you think about that. So in terms of what now we're asking, think of what we're talking about. We're talking about, we want more Chinese company to come to here. We want more companies to come, Chinese company to come to Namibia, you know, create more jobs for Namibian, transfer skills for Namibians. That's the rhetoric. I'm saying we have them here already. Chinese companies are already here. So we know they are building our roads, and they are running shops here, and they are mining here. And now the question is, but how many Namibians are actually now getting the very top jobs? The jobs that we're talking about. How many local suppliers are really winning those contracts? When they say local procurement, for example, we need to know which locals. Which local? Is it Namibian-owned business, or is it Chinese business registered in Namibia? Because we have now Chinese company registered in Namibia. There's a big difference there. And there is this skill transfer. You know, there are certain concept that has become, is it a concept? There are certain concept that has become now part of every speech. Okay? Wherever you go, you know that has to be, you know, it should be in there. Skill transfer, you know, what is that? Value additions. Those are things that you will hear all the time. So that only works if our people are actually being trained to run things, the skill transfer, not just to carry bricks, because most of the time what we do, that's the reason why I'm asking, what kind of job, what actually kind of, are we getting the top jobs, or are we just, you know, carry bricks? Is it that job that we're talking about when we go there now and kind of like we want, you know, your company to invest in our country so that we're talking about just jobs of carrying bricks? So, yeah. And we need, with all these agreements, we need to see the numbers. Okay? We need to see the numbers. We need to see, not the promises, numbers. You know how much I love numbers. We need to see numbers, you know? Now, let's look at the sector they mentioned. Let's look at some of the sectors they mentioned. Oil and gas, renewable energy, mining, agriculture, tourism, infrastructure, science and technology, digital transformations, artificial intelligence, human resource development. That's a long list. Almost everything. Look at all those. Oil and gas, renewable energy, mining, agriculture, tourism, everything. Infrastructure, science and technology, digital transformation, artificial intelligence, human resource. It's almost everything. It's almost everything. So, but here's what catches my eye, all right? So, under the ground, we have uranium, lithium, and other, what is, how do they call it, rare earth elements, you know? Now, these are the minerals that power the modern world, you know? The phone, electrical cars, military technology nowadays, you know, those drones and whatever, yeah? Military technology. So the world is fighting for these resources, and Namibia has them, all right? Now, I just wanted to have a little back of your mind. So when we inviting all, when we inviting now, you know, one of the giant economy, okay? Oh, all right. So think about that, okay? So we know that the world is really fighting for these resources, and we have them, eh? And we have them. So the two leaders say they want to promote local processing and value addition of these. Eh? Now, the two leaders, when they met now, they said, well, especially the president said, now we want to promote local processing and value addition of these minerals that we're talking about. So my dear listeners, so if I had a dollar, seriously, if I have a dollar for every time a politician promised a value addition, I would be on my own island by now. Seriously, I would be on my own island. Yeah? Because I would be rich. Absolutely. Every time a politician promised value addition, as I said, I would be on my own island, you know, by now. So we have been exporting raw materials. We have been exporting raw minerals for decades. For years, you know, the wealth leaves our shores. This wealth, the wealth leaves our shores and other countries, you know, as we know, get rich processing it. Yeah? So we keep talking about it and this keep happening. Yeah? So when China says they want to help us add value locally, I think we should say, prove it. All right? So we the proof is in the what? The taste is in the oh, something that I want to say is I could have said it something completely wrong. So now we would say prove it, really prove it. Show us the factory. Where is the factory? Show us the refinery. Eh? Not on paper, because on the papers that's what we agree on. This all agreement is we have it all on paper. Eh? So show us the refinery, show us the factory. Eh? We want a proof, we want to touch, we want to smell, we want to, you know. Eh? So because of course we know, and that's why we go around talking about it, because value addition is where the real money is. That's where the real money is. Raw material is very cheap, it's cheap. Finished product is expensive. Eh? And we cannot keep giving away our wealth and clapping for, you know, and clapping for aid in return. That's much of what, that's why I'm asking, what are we getting in return? Are we getting aid? So we cannot keep giving away our wealth. So, and then when we get some aid, eh? So we clap, oh, thank you, eh? Nah. So, and then there's a space, there's also issue, there's a space issue also. The Chinese leaders The Chinese leader described the relationship as going above the skies and beneath the ground. You know, above the sky, he means their space tracking station right here in Namibia. And beneath the ground, of course, he means mining. Yeah? So all the mining here are mostly owned by the Chinese. Now, that space station is interesting. Okay, it's really interesting. China uses it to track satellites and support their space program. So it's and we have to understand this is strategic, very strategic. Okay, this is very strategic. But what does the ordinary Namibian get out of it? This is my question. What are we getting out of it? Do our engineers would run it? Do our students learn from it? Or is just a Chinese land on Namibian soil doing Chinese work for Chinese benefit? So we need to know. We gotta know. Sovereignty is not just about flags, man. It's not just about flags. It's about who control what on your land. It's who control what on your land. So now the president took a big delegation with her, okay? Ministers, member of parliament, regional governors, government officials, and over 100 business personalities. Together, they probably were around 200, you know. That is, and as I said earlier, that's not a delegation. That's a small village. That's a small village. It's somewhere in Zambezi or, you know, what is that? Khibion. Does Khibion even have about 200 people? So, all right. So it's a small village that went, yeah. Now, I'm not against taking business people to find opportunities. Okay. That's not what it's all about. But who are these 100 people? Business that we're talking about. What companies do they represent? Did they pay their own way? We heard about that. You know, we heard that, well, some of them pay themselves or whatever. Or did the taxpayers foot the bill? We need some kind of transparency. So, as I said, transparency is what we need. And what deals did they sign? Shouldn't we know? So even if it's personal, they were invited by the president. So we should be able to know what are the deals they have signed. Isn't it? Shouldn't we know? As I said, transparency is not it's not an insult, guys. Transparency is not an insult. It's a right. Yeah? It's a right for the public. If this trip was about the people, then the people must know what was agreed in their name. So the trip is about people, isn't it? It's about us. Isn't it? So we should know what was agreed in our name. Anybody who knows? So I'm challenging those who took the trip. I'm challenging those who took the trip. Actually, if you can hear me, please do come through. Tell us, what was the agreement? What are some of the agreement that you, if you were on trip, that you have taken? So it's a challenge. I'm waiting. So some of you who went, please do come through and tell us what are some of those agreements and what are the target. We need numbers. So for us to be able to say, wow, that was a successful, you know, trip, we need targets and numbers. So our president also spoke about the history between Namibia and China. And she said, this relationship is built on a solidarity from the liberation struggle. And that is true. That's very true. China supported SWAPO during the fight for independence. And we do not forget our friends. We do not forget our friends. But here's the truth also. So now the struggle ended 36 years ago. Okay. The struggle ended 36 years ago. Okay, follow my thinking. Today, we are not fighting colonialism with guns anymore. So we are fighting poverty. We are fighting unemployment. So we are fighting inequality. All right? So now the friendship in the past is good foundation, of course. It's a good foundation, but it cannot be the only reason we sign deal today. All right? We need deals that make sense for Namibia in 2026. Okay? Not just deal that feel good because of 1998 or 89. No, yeah. So this deal should not just feel good because of our relationship since 1989. It should make sense for Namibia in 2026. Where Namibia actually, where we are now fighting for poverty, fighting for unemployment, fighting for inequality, you know, that's, it should make sense for today, Namibia. Well, the Chinese leader said two countries have always treated each other. These are two countries have always treated each other as equals. As equals. That's a nice thing to say, Mr. President Xi. That's a nice thing to say, but let us think about it, okay? Let's think about it. China is the second biggest economy in the world. Namibia is one of the smallest economy, all right? So when a giant, okay, when an elephant and a mouse shake hands, So when an elephant and a mouse shake hands, they can be friendly, you know, they can be friendly, but they are not equals in power, okay? They are absolutely not equals in power. So that does not mean, okay, that does not mean we cannot deal with China. It means we must deal with our eyes wide open. That's just it means, because this is a giant. So when we do deals, our eyes must be wide, wide, wide open. We must know what we are worth. Okay? So our minerals are valuable. Our fish is valuable. Our location is valuable. You know, where we are, it's really valuable. We should not be grateful for every when every promise is made, we kind of like grateful for that. No, we should negotiate hard. Eh? We should negotiate hard. So, and that's what we should do.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, welcome back. So, so welcome back. We're just looking at some of the things that coming out of the president trip to China. So just highlighting few stuff that we're picking up from reports. So then there is a talk about artificial intelligence and digital transformation. So that sounds exciting. I think that's exciting. So, but let us also be practical as well. So many of our schools, for example, so when you look at many of our schools, when we're talking about now digital transformations, think of our school, for example. They do not have proper internet. even talking about proper internet, sometimes some of them don't even have electricity. Eh? So think of our rural clinics, do not have consistency electricity. Eh? So before we talk about AI, and if it just went to and town concentrated, then it's not inclusive. So can we talk about, before now we talk about AI, can we talk about basic connectivity? That everybody can, that the connectivity, network connectivity is widely available everywhere. There are still people who climb on trees to catch a connection. So just ask Tati France. Eh? Tati France in his village, where he come from, in his village, he has to be kunokulanda komchopo akwa to network. So she wati ai kumbo na naalushe. Kulege mo benduke fimbalishe. So Tati France, Tati Helmut, you know, and they don't, because there is no network at all. So there is no network where they come from. Okay, so let's talk about connectivity first, the basic connectivity, before we even talk about, you know, AI. So can we talk about reliable power, energy? Because digital transformation without electricity is like buying a Ferrari. You can buy a Ferrari and leaving it in the garage with no fuel. That's basically like, you know. So there are basic things that we need to do first before we even talk about, you know, artificial intelligence, digital transformations, you know. Otherwise, we concentrate only in business centers like Windhoek of Walvis Bay or, you know, Swakop Mundo, you know. So now I want to bring another perspective into the discussion, okay? Some people will say, why are you criticizing? Okay, China is bringing, you know, is bringing investment. You know, we need the money, we need the jobs, so we should be grateful. And I hear that. I really hear that. So, Namibia is not rich. Okay, well, okay, in comparison to China, so we are rich in comparing to other countries as well. So, but we need partners. Okay. We need infrastructure. We need market for our goods. If China can build a road that connect our farmers to a market, well, that's good. So if China can help us, you know, process our uranium so we earn more from it, well, that's excellent, isn't it? So if Chinese companies train Namibian to manage complex projects, we welcome all that. Okay? We welcome all that. But being grateful does not mean being silent, isn't it? So it does not mean we cannot ask questions. In fact, the best way to protect friendship is to be honest, isn't it? I believe that. So the best way to protect your friendship is to be honest. So if this partnership is real, okay, it must survive scrutiny. It must survive scrutinies. A good deal should be able to handle questions, hard questions. So now, let's look at some, you know, I want us to think about, before you come through on this, I'm going to ask a few questions, some questions for us to think about, you know, just to shift your thinking, is just to ponder on certain things. Okay, so we are told about 8 cooperation agreements, but what exactly do they say? Are they public? Can you and I read them? Where are they? Where do we get them? Or are they hidden in government offices, you know, while we are told to trust the process? So where are they? Can you and I read them? I mean, I want to bring it to you. You know, I want to bring it to you. I want to talk to you. Okay, these are the agreement, but I can't find them. So I can't find, that's a question. So what are exactly do they say, this agreement? So we need to know what are their disagreements saying. It shouldn't be something that is actually hidden, that's hidden. So what, you know, we need to find out. Eh? So the reason we do is because sometimes, you know, things happen. You see things happen. Agreements are done. You know, companies are coming. You know, Chinese companies are coming. But you and I sitting at home, our situation, it doesn't change. Eh? Your cousin, your daughter, your son is still sitting at home without a job. Your life is becoming more and more difficult. The cost of living for you is becoming more and more, you know, unbearable. And you ask yourself, what happened to all the agreements that we have made? It's already a year. It's already 6 months, a year, 2 years. But your life, it's actually going, it's more and more, it's becoming more harder. Eh? The quality of life is becoming more harder and harder. So that's why we say maybe we also need to look at what has been agreed. Eh? That's why we're asking this. What has been agreed? What is exactly saying? So that we know and we hold people accountable to say, okay, in agreement, this is what, by this time, we're supposed to get this. This road, this is how many clinics should have been built. This is how many roads that should have been built. This is how many, you know, digital infrastructure should have been built. You know, so we know so that we can track the progress and also hold accountable people responsible. Without knowing, how do you hold someone accountable? Or we just told, okay, you just have to trust the process. We have been trusting the process, and it get us nowhere. It get us where we are. Well, Chinese investment often comes with Chinese workers. That has been something that is not only peculiar to Namibia. Wherever they go, most of the time they have their own workers. How many Namibian jobs will each of these projects create? We need tangible numbers. Eh? Tangible numbers. How many Namibian jobs will each of those now projects will create? Not temporary jobs. We're not looking for temporary jobs. Not cleaning jobs. So real skilled long-term employment. That's what we're looking for. So how many? So that's why I'm talking about, so let's see the papers. Give us the papers. You make this public. Let's see. So, and when they say technology transfer, what technology? Will Namibian own the patents? Eh? Will Namibian be able to repair the machine without calling Beijing? Will we be able to do that? Or will we just operators? Will we just operators of someone else's system? Eh? So these are all things that we should be able to know. It's not just about, oh, it's a nice trip and we have all the agreement and then it's okay. What are the agreements? So how do I benefit? This is what each one of us should be able to understand. Should be able, whether you're a business person or ordinary person, just you go to, you know, to work, or you're sitting at home, you know, without a job or whatever. The question you used to always ask is this: how do I benefit from this? Because the trip was about on you, on your behalf. All right? You are back. How do I benefit from this? Right? So, our minerals, lithium, uranium, rare earths, China want them. Actually, it's not only want them. China has them. You know, the world wants them. Not only China, everybody wants them. We are selling them raw. Yeah, we have been selling them raw. Now, are we processing them here? So that's why I say, show me factories, show me refineries, show me processing plant. Eh? If we are not adding value, as we well known, we are just a query for another country. Eh? We're just a query for another country. And there was a space station that was actually talked about, the oil and gas. I mean, there was a space station, the oil and gas exploration, the digital deals. When you think of those are strategic sectors. Okay? Now, if you're talking about digital deals nowadays, these are strategic, you know, sectors. Do we have enough Namibian expertise in our government to properly regulate these? Eh? Or are we depending on the very same foreign expert to tell us what is good for us? In most cases, that's how it happened. Eh? So with oil deals, is actually the foreigners that are telling us what is good for us. With digital deals, it's actually foreigners that actually tells us what is good for us. Do we have expert in our government, you know, to properly regulate these? First of all, to regulate this. Eh? And in most cases, we're depending on the very same foreigners expert to tell us what is good for us. So, yeah, and are we putting... The other thing is also then, we have other friends. We have other relationship with Europe, relationship with America, relationship with African nations. You know, are we putting all our eggs in the China basket? If you look at the list of the things that we're talking about, are we putting all our eggs in the China basket? So, as I said, we have relationships with Europe, with America, with African nations. So, a wise farmer does not depend. Someone told me this. I remember this. A wise farmer does not depend on one rain cloud. Eh? A wise farmer does not depend on one rain cloud. Just one rain cloud. No, it doesn't. Are we keeping our other friendship strong while we build this one? So that's something, that's diversifications. Eh? Are we keeping our other friends stronger while we build this one? So, yeah, President Nandi Ndaitwa congratulated China on transforming its economy. And this is ironic. Okay? Maybe not ironic, but you know, congratulated China on transforming its economy. And yes, China did something remarkable. They lifted hundreds of millions of people out of poverty. Hundreds of millions out of poverty. We can't even lift it. we have actually, if we're talking about, we have actually 1,000, maybe 1.5 people, 1.5 people in poverty in Namibia. We can't even lift. We can't lift it. Just 1.5 people in Namibia out of poverty. But China did not do that by being nice, by being nice to foreign investors alone, like sometimes what we do. So they did it by controlling their own resources. They did it by controlling their own resources, by building their own factories. You understand? Nobody, yes, they have foreigners who comes in, but they control their own resources. They build their own factories by making their own rules. If we want to copy China, let's copy that part. Why can't we copy that part? That part where you stand up for your own people. Hmm? So, this morning, I'm not saying I'm not saying this trip was bad, okay? I'm not saying the trip was bad. I'm not saying it was good either, okay? I'm not saying that it was good. I'm saying we do not know enough to celebrate yet, okay? So we can't celebrate because we don't know enough yet to celebrate. So, and we should not clap until we see the result on the ground. Okay, hold your clap. Okay? Until you see the result on the ground. Until you see improvement in your community. Not in Beijing, in Rundu, in Kietmansop, in Wavish Bay. Okay? Because sometimes the result that we see is actually somewhere in Beijing, in some factories and processing plant in China, not in Rundu, not in Oshakati, not in Wavish Bay. So Namibia, your resources are not just, how would I say it? They are not just dead underground, you know? They are your future. This is our future. This our children's education. That's our children's education. That's your grandmother's health care. Yeah? Those wealth underground, it's your grandmother's health care. It's your children's education. So do not let anyone, friend or stranger, it doesn't matter. Friend or stranger. So we shouldn't let anyone, whether you are a friend or a stranger, you know, dig them up without leaving enough behind. Okay? So that should be the way we need to look at. We shouldn't let anyone dig them up and leave without leaving something behind. That's what we have to make sure. So what do you think? How do you take this? It's a lot has been written, a lot has been spoken, you know, and so what is your take on the trip and what is your contribution? So maybe you are one of those people who have taken the trip. You are part of the delegation 200, the whole village that left, that went with the president. So what is your take? So do come through. We are now right here in Ondangwa, 08333-66091, 08333-66091. So, to come through and tell us, what do you think? And good morning. So, yeah, so talk to me. 08333-66091.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Yes, that's right. This is your number one talk radio station in the land of the brave. So, good morning. If you just joining us, 12 minutes past the hour of 9, and you are tuning into Unpacking the Day. So, yeah, and we're talking about the China trip, the president's trip to China, and what they have brought us, what have they brought us from China. Okay, so they said there were 8 agreements that had been done. So Yeah. A very good morning to you. Welcome to Unpacking Today.
Yes, Dr. Mike, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
I'm all right, my brother.
Hey, you sound so far, man.
Serious?
Very, very, very far.
And now?
Yeah, and you are much better now, yeah.
Much better?
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, you say we think we are the one, I mean, we wish we are the one who are supposed to do this, we go to China.
Say that again. I see you're still, I can't hear you a little bit.
Oh, man.
Just wait.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, now that's far better. Yeah.
Serious, man?
Yeah.
Oh, what I was saying, we wish we are in that list of people who went to China.
I don't know why they didn't invite it to Eagle FM. Yeah. If they invited Unpacking the day, if they invited me now, I would be just the criticizing and said, why are you doing that? Why not?
Yeah.
So they don't want someone to disturb them in that way. Yeah.
No, they don't like the truth. They want the people who have been told that report this, don't report this and report this, you see?
Yeah.
That is the problem. But the thing is that when they come to China agreement, is that the Chinese are good manipulator.
Oh, yeah.
And as African, sometimes you are even given a menu, but you are the disser, but you are just going ahead with it. The way you put it up, like, you can help the elephant and what a mouse-taking hand.
Yeah.
Unless the mouse is having a good strategy, where you know that, yes, this is a big elephant. I mean, this is a man of the jungle.
Yeah.
The king of the jungle. Let me ride his back so I can be protected.
Yeah.
But looking at our leaders, I don't think they have that strategy, especially in Africa. We always end up at the receiving end.
Yeah. No, the thing, my question is, seriously, one, I think we don't really think these things seriously. Maybe it's because for us, it's our job that we do to look at these things seriously. But you think, we're inviting companies Chinese companies to come to Namibia. We have Chinese companies in Namibia. They are running shops, they are running mining, they are what? Now, when we talk, we want beneficiation, we want, value addition, and we want processing in Namibia. We have Chinese here who are already, owning those
mines sectors, and whatever. Yeah.
Sectors. Why can't we do that now? Why are we just talking about it in China while we have a company here that we can be able to change that?
Why didn't call all the Chinese who are in the country to come on and address them that way?
To say
why you have to take a, why you have to spend all that money to go to China? Just imagine if you put that flight alone, some of us were being already threatened by this amount of money with their own money.
Yeah.
Those stand up in here and who call them, the so called business people in Namibia.
Yeah. Bilaterals are okay. It's okay now and then, those.
Even Lama Tex will be the same for 10 years.
Yeah.
But the
thing is, you have to compare China to Namibia now in terms of that. How many Chinese business people do come here, do they come here in 100? And they normally the one who actually come and invest. Eh? For us, what are some of these people going to do?
My friend, if you cannot learn a lesson from Stina Hoon, who come only with a suitcase? Mm. She's a billionaire today because of Namibia. You think our position?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's selling property anyway.
Yeah,
that's exactly. Why now she's getting in the leadership of what African, what you call
them. That's what you are inviting them, so. That you are inviting. Come invest in Namibia.
You come with a container. Then for Super Group, once that Super Group finish now, you start engaging in something else. You see, and it's what is happening for the past 36 years.
Yeah.
You are talking about skill transfer, which one you know from the Namibian people now.
Mm.
Which we see, at least we was working for the Chinese, now he's having his own company.
Yeah.
And he's doing the same exactly what he's been taught by the Chinese.
And who actually have hey. Received a skill transfer? We have people that have actually received skill transfer from the Chinese?
Yeah. It's what we want to know.
Yeah, it's fair.
No, Mike, the problem is that our leaders, and when they are looking at these things, they make it like a joke. When your president is telling you, no, we are too afraid to be poor, the next paper which come out is talking about the FMLI. Yeah. This is the main Namibian was the main FMLI.
Yeah.
The problem with the health is that we don't take things seriously when we are looking at. Until when you come to election is where you see the people are coming up with a new strategy again to fool the mess. And the mess, they are falling for it. Every year we've been told housing problem, water problem, job unemployment, unequal society, we are going to deal with. Then the past 10 years, we've been told, or 15 years, we've been told that method, and that method is still working on us. Up to now, people are expecting the job to come, but I'm telling you, you never see it coming. Because if you have a business people who cannot put it, they are all, they are able to buy those flat tickets.
Yeah.
But they're not able to organize, to finalizing anything, to even when it comes to job, to create job in Namibia alone. But they're able to buy flat to go to China. Because if you put that money, my friend, together, the money with our business people, they use now. And they just even to find, even just our local team, like now we are approaching the what? Leaf. But our Leaf is the current sponsor. Just imagine if we put those 40 together, 40,000, 42,000. Then how much is it going to be for our boys to play a Leaf? No, sometimes we black people are saying that there's a case with us, man. Seriously. there's a case. No, man, my friend. If a president can be able to do that, to organize those people, why cannot he be able to organize those people to say, no, now, let us go and fight the Olongosa men.
So maybe there's a deeper, conversation here where we're looking at, we're using a system that we haven't created. Do you understand? Using a system that we haven't created. We are not using our own system.
Mike, a system can be created somewhere else, but there's a lot of loophole which you can use in your own advantage.
Yeah.
Even democracy we are talking about today, they're saying, no, why I think the other country are not. But we see the other country having democracy, but the way they are doing it, they are getting on top of it.
Yeah.
So the problem is us ourselves. Where when you end that day, you forget where you come from, and that is a problem. That's why today people are not don't care about like that red line to remove it, because they know once you remove it, there will be a lot of billionaires in the north.
But the other thing also on the point that you're making, but in honest truth, sometimes we have to ask it: do we really? Sometime have capable people in position that are transformative, in position that are that are so strategic in the way how the country is run. So the question is, do we really honestly have capable people?
Eh? We do. Yeah. The thing is that once you end that day, you start buying face. Look at our Minister of Energy now, currently. What is it doing? By passing all those laws which have been established there.
Yeah.
He's doing whatever he wants. Because you know, you are not the one who appointed him. And the person who appointed him, does he oversee that, yes, you are doing a job which I appointed for you. That's what I'm saying. That guy was fired. He's supposed to tell us what happened.
Yeah.
He was also just quiet because He's trying to get, maybe we'll get another second chance when he's quiet. You see? But when you, sometimes you just have to stand up as in a patriotism of this country.
Yeah.
Because the moment you are doing these things, it's going to haunt you tomorrow. I'm telling you, look, we grew up in the era where COT was tormented by Otoni Nyoma.
Yeah.
And remember, and now Otoni Nyoma is running around because of what? Renderous movement. So, sorry, boy. You see? This thing again, it's just got to know how to create its own way. I'm telling you, this thing can happen. It will happen to you tomorrow when you are doing it. You think, no, I'm here. You are nothing, not there to stay. There's no contract with it. Doesn't have a word ending. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And this is what is happening here. I'm telling you, when the people are there going to China, and that list, there's supposed to be people who know. We know. They are doing marvelous in this country.
Yeah, but as a public, will we ever know exactly what are in this agreement? Yeah, because years passes by, you know, and you don't know, you don't see any difference, you don't see any changes. And then you ask, what was, maybe you see more Chinese coming in. Maybe you see more companies coming in.
Chinese are coming.
Yeah.
They are coming in even in the form of what, tourism. And they will stay. Then they start staying. And they are starting to do something else. If you have a president who is saying no, he's not even saying, when you are coming there, what we need is not you to start with our raw material anymore.
Maybe we need to go South African way, you know, all the foreigners.
Must leave, But South Africa, this is a trip, sir, that South Africa is inviting Namibian who are having a Singapore passport and so on to go to South Africa.
There was this interesting clip, you know, a student in the class, you know, in one of the, they are having an exam, and in the exam, there is a question, which countries go back to your country?
So there's a
question, which country is go back to your country? Now the one in front is, he realized, okay, South Africa. Now they ask, the one at the back of asking the other, which countries go back to your country? They said, South Africa. They keep telling them now, South Africa. that was very interesting.
Serious reality, my friend, what we need to face as a Namibian nation. When you ban, if you are not ashamed enough for you to have 3 point something, people are suffering, and there are people even eating in the dustbin.
Yeah.
Even in the, like one of the local newspapers today, he's talking about a person who started media.
Yeah.
Then after that, he will realize after 4 years, there's nothing. Let me try something. He went to study because now everybody's studying nursing. He started nursing. And again, it's 3 years after what graduate. Now it's about 7 years in the street.
You know, Mandume, that's exactly what I'm asking to say.
Yeah.
You know, do we have really capable people to get us out of poverty, to get us to be able to create, you know, employment for our people, to be able to, you know, to narrow this gap of inequality? Do we have? Because otherwise, why is it taking so much? Because this is what we fight. That's what we fought for, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. So, but we, instead of, that's why you have many people are saying now, besides the peace that we enjoy, you have people who are saying, well, things were better than what it is now.
You see now.
So you understand.
It is show that even those people are colonizers. At least they're having that humanity where you say, no, everybody must have a clean water.
Yeah.
Everybody must have a proper medical. But look at the calendar after fatigue. There's no medicine in the hospital. People are drinking untreated water.
Yeah.
There's no... Sometimes like the network women you are talking about, there's no network. But you are talking about fatigue, yes. And they want people to move in the same place. But when you look,
maybe the we are cursed, black people are cursed. It's like, now think of this, and this is not about, and just sometimes we have to be really frank enough, you know.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Look at how South Africa, small minority of white people, you know, small minority of white people, how they built the economy of South Africa to a level of a developed economy, you know?
Yeah.
Now, think of, okay, then the whole thing was ended to, and it's the similar thing to us here in Namibia. I'm not just talking about South Africa.
Mm-hmm.
But then the country was taken out by African, you know, by the black people now.
Black people, yeah.
And things are falling apart.
I'm telling you, very much.
And things are falling apart.
Slowly,
the economy. Say anything. Look at any sectors. Eh?
Mike, I'm always giving an example that, you know, when I used to come to Windhoek for holiday, Zupac, it was Zupac. Go there now and then you see. When I started playing soccer in Windhoek, I used to play at what? Youth Complex. Go to Youth Complex now and then you look at how it is.
Yeah.
There's no grass even then. Now people are housing then. Also, it's 30 people who are sleeping in the street. Now they've been housing there.
Just hold on a bit, ne? Just hold on quick for a quick comment here. Yeah.
Imba ya rile ombwa na ii etetawe dhako ombu nikiro ombe ombi hukusha. Njiviro yoye irile ombu puu ahatane na wina ikare no matha kumurungu wa indu. Walire ongere kusha umune ondengu ukuura kwa imba. Una ovyune vya peke kwa ondola mirongo vitatu na hambu umwe mumwe. Toho, pika ovinki nukukara norupa ondando ya peke yukia nja oshimariva. Owa peresente dano kumyeze vitatu moshimariva. Owa peresente umurongo kumyeze hambu umwe moshimariva. Owa peresente umirongo ivari na dano. Pomyeze murongo na vivari moshimarifu. Itororera ondengu chima yu ungura na wakove na wina onyanukife. Ashiesho imba ye kupe oshimariva shishihina omarifiro. Imba o maoronga neno owyeru haka enina. Itako na wina rishangita jinyon.
Alright, welcome back. This is Unpacking the Day. So, yeah, no, one thing is that we don't want to face ourselves. We're doing fine by rhetoric things that we say, but we don't want to face ourselves. For us to really improve, we need to face ourselves and say, no, we failed. And let's see where we have failed and be able to change that. But if we don't face ourselves, no. Yeah?
The problem is when you are trying to pretend that everything is fine, but you know exactly. There's not even, you know, you need my giving to know that you don't have a top score at home. But you are pretending like, yes, Mike, we can button up, I mean, we can put the money together to buy what this expensive drinks these people are buying this day. But you know yourself at home, there's nothing.
Mm.
But you just want to keep that level of Mike. And it's what Namibian leader are doing with the Chinese, when they are comparing us with the Chinese. And the Chinese, they are having this strategy, and they know that exactly, even we are drinking these expensive drinks, I know my people, I'm taking care of them. But as a parent, it's kind of like you don't care.
Yeah.
Tomorrow will come, maybe they might just find a way to survive. Because remember, even the business people which we are having here, which we are calling, it's been funded by the Chinese government. But what is our government doing with our people who are trying to do business in the country? Except those one who have been selected for those 240. I'm talking about the person who just finished school.
Mm-hmm.
Or that meme which I told you that she studied the media and the what? And then now she started, as she became a nurse. Now she's correcting kids.
Mm.
What about you empower her so she can turn those cans to something.
Yeah.
Or she become even with a scrapyard for those cans. So she can get to go good money. Because remember, this is a person just trying to survive now, to put a bread on the table, but she have knowledge. But knowledge and the skill, she ending up where? Now she's talking about, she's 42. But this is a person who I'm telling you is going to waste because Namibia doesn't have anything to do with that person. But remember, how much money for NASAP? We support even to take that person already out of poverty. You see what I'm saying? We are wasting money. Unnecessary.
Yeah.
That's why I'm always crying about, like, no, guys, we know we did a mistake, and this is what Zimbabwe is doing when they eat up SME and our people who are trusted to take us somewhere. Can we bring back the SME bank?
Yeah.
Because now it's showing us, as a black people, that yes, we don't have any that capacity to start a bank, or we don't have that capacity to land in Swaziland. But there's nothing like that. Go to history, and look how American.
But you know,
how many of your companies are in Swaziland?
Yeah, the financial institution, especially the banking, the banking, you know, institution, they see you as a risk to invest. You understand?
That's why, exactly.
Yeah. So.
And now we are proving it. Our leaders are proving it that we are not capable.
No, the thing
that's
is that
why when we got
the system, and I keep saying the system that in place, was not designed for you.
Exactly.
It was not designed for you, and we never redesigned that to suit our needs.
I'm telling you. That's why, Mike, I'm crying, Kucha. Even this red line with you, people are talking about, they know exactly if they open up that red line, just make even the land itself to have a value. Because they're not telling me we're living in the same land, but now we have a divided land, commercial and communal. It's only a thing. I'm telling you, may go in the whole world, most of them.
Yeah.
It's only us. We are having separating, and that's why we are just making our population, man. Even now, we are saying that South Africa maybe is on top. But you look at our population, regardless. Now you look at our mineral, which you have.
Yeah.
But we are in the second world, where you have a lot of country, which are, you can see they are fighting even, like, they are so, especially in the Middle East. But those people, if they're able to say they are mad, little what they have.
Yeah.
What about us? And they are in thousands and millions, but we are just a small population. Guys, man. No. Something needs to be done. Even these Chinese, whatever they talk about, they come back. Okay, we want to see a tangible. And that tangible must come with for 6 months. We cannot wait. Because now, remember, these people, business people we're talking about, some of them even meet potential people wearing machinery and so on.
Yeah.
Now we're waiting even, this is like Lamatics to be transformed to something. Seriously, where you see people are going to work day and night.
That's so my question is actually, is it different Chinese than what we have already here? Because we should be able to see that. We should be able to see what with what we have already, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah, so that's my issue. So... You can go
which
and say
true,
we need more.
These are the same people which are going, which we left in the country to go to their country to request. And when you look at how the treatment the people are going through, who are working there, the salary which they are getting, I think something needs to be done. And that's what I'm saying. Sometimes if we have people who are in the office and in their mind, I think they are tired. It's a hard time for these guys to go to their farm, man. Then you bring the young people.
Unproductive farms that are not producing anything anymore.
Then remember they can go and make a charcoal. All right, Mike.
Thanks, man. Thanks for coming through.
Okay, cheers.
All right. 08333-66091. So we're talking about the trip the president actually took to China, a whole week, with a delegation of 200, with a whole village of 200 delegations. Yeah. So, 08333-66091. Very good morning.
Yes. Hey, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Yeah, seems to be great, though.
Thanks, too. Welcome to Unpacking, man.
Yeah. What are your topics, you guys? I was actually listening a little bit. Seems like you have now realized that the things that keeps us where we are is the system, like I usually used to tell you.
They're usually what? Speak up a little bit, ne? Yeah.
Like I usually used to come in your programs and tell you.
Yeah.
So there are so many things.
Yeah.
That we actually need to change as a nation.
Oh yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah. You know, I look at your friends. Your colleagues were supposed to call me and then. Interview me on our relationships with China.
Yeah.
Given that our president took about 200 businessmen to China.
Yeah, that's actually the topic we're looking at. That's what we're discussing. Yeah.
You know, if you have noticed, every president of ours have done that, except Sam Nyoma. Sam Nyoma put something like, moratoriums. The very first thing that you have to ask yourself is to try and find out, reflect where you come from and where you are today with the relationships with the Chinese.
Yeah.
Have we actually learned something to do on ourselves? You see, China today, it's the world number one.
Yeah.
Manufacturer. Now having a relationship with that country, we don't have any manufacturers in our country that we can actually account today and say, look, we learned this from the Chinese. And yet we still have that hope that perhaps maybe our relationships with the Chinese will hold water for us or will bear fruits for us.
Yeah.
How
does it work then? How would that happen? What we are asking is this. Okay, we want you, this is what we are begging, we want you to come and do this for us. When you listen what the president actually is saying. Yeah. So they asking that when you come, we want you to come and do this for us.
Okay? I actually want to tell you something, what I have actually find out. You know, these buildings, these are hospitals and the intermediate hospitals, and then the, like in Windhoek, the central hospitals and the schools of like Agustinium. So those big, even there in Oshakati, in Ondangwa also, there, those old schools.
Yeah.
They were built by
apartheid.
By the, come again?
By South African, the administration.
By South African government.
Administration, yeah.
Yeah, where did they find the money? They were actually getting money from the roasting foundations, those mines.
Yeah.
And then also the smelters in
Tumeb.
Now we have to ask ourselves. Now it seems as if the white peoples were having a national sovereign fund. You see, can we actually ask ourselves now? Right now, as we are speaking, I think 40% of our mines is in the hand of the Chinese.
How many?
How much?
How much you said? 40%?
40% or so.
No, more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why don't we, why we cannot get something from there? Like the white people who are actually getting from their friends.
I think during the South African administrations, there were white South African companies who having more shares in those mines and there were more shares, so that's why they have more, they could actually get more share, they can actually get something more than what we do. So for us, we don't actually have more share. We don't have more shares in those companies, in those mining in those mines.
Okay, now when are we going to get shares from that? Because that is the only thing that is going to enable you to create a national sovereign fund.
Exactly.
And without a national sovereign fund, there is nothing that you can do.
Yeah, you can have it by name. You can have it by name, but if you are not the one who own, if you are not the one who own the mining, how the oil and gas, how would you boost it? How would you boost it up? You only boosted it by royalties and tax revenues that you're getting from these companies, from these multinational.
There are no
companies.
Royalties. You can't get royalties in terms of salaries. You can only get royalty maybe if the mines were buying these big, expensive machineries.
Yeah.
But where do they buy those? Outside the country. When you talk about royalty taxes, you talk about the expenditures that include salaries and then the machinery that they buy from. And you know, most of the things are actually being shipped outside from the country. I mean, imported from China itself or any other countries that are actually manufacturing those things.
Yeah.
And that is the problem. What do we have here that we can account and say, okay, when a mine is...
Just hold on for a few seconds.
Yeah.
This winter, Washamba Mall is turning your shopping into winning. Spend 200 Namibian dollars or more at any shop in Washamba Mall, and you could win a 500 Namibian dollars shopping voucher every Friday. The more you shop, the more chances you have to win. Don't miss out. Visit Washamba Mall in Ondangwa from 3rd to 31st July 2026. Shop, enter your till slip with your name and number into the competition box located in the mall, and stand a chance to win a shopping voucher from Washamba Mall. Don't miss our lucky winner live draw on Eagle FM every Friday from 1500 hours.
All right.
Okay. So what I wanted to say is that, there is no way that you can build a country by taking business peoples who are going there bare hands in terms of policy and in terms of power, bargaining power.
Yeah.
Because if a president could say, I mean, the people could have already, you put the policies in places and you try and find out whether it's worked. You it's throughout the years. And you see, where do you fail? And that is now with our relationship with the Chinese. We don't produce anything. We don't have any factory, even steel factories. We don't have it. We still import our steel from South Africa.
Yeah.
But the Chinese cannot even bring us one. But you can say, look, Namibians, we can bring you. You give us 30%, we give you 7%.
Yeah.
The cobalt and everything are in here. It's nothing.
But the company, so my question then, the Chinese companies that are here already, that are owning mines, that are all, you know, that are having shops here, do you see any difference? Are they making any difference in the quality of Namibians' life, in the life of ordinary Namibians?
Nothing. Let me tell you one thing, and this is the problems that our leaders sometimes don't watch international news. You remember about the tariffs the tariff that was introduced by Trump.
Yeah.
The main objective was to prevent. It was sort of protectionism.
Yeah.
Or to protect the
American
already
business.
Existed American businesses that are there, not to compete with others. And if you, as an international company that is having market in America, what you need to do if you want your products to be sold there, you have to go and set up a factory. That is what the Chinese, I mean, that is what Trump wanted.
Yeah.
But the Chinese refused, you see?
Yeah.
Okay, now, do you think a country like Namibia can go and call the Chinese company to come here, or Chinese business to come and do partners with the Namibians who doesn't have any money. Among all those Namibian companies that went there, if they have money, it's 20 million to 30 million. The Chinese are having multi-millions in their bank account,
yeah.
and they are supported by their government using the National Sovereign Fund.
Mm.
With the money that they actually extracted from our minerals from this country, you think the Chinese will let that exempted advantage?
Yeah. But if you were in the shoes of Chinese, realistically, would you actually want to have raw material that you process in your country, or would you process that in Namibia? Which would benefit you more?
You see that you won't do it, but this is, you know, you need to find out how China get there.
Yeah.
Our president took a business is to go there with no skills, except the business orientations.
Yeah, but you don't know who went there. Maybe those who went there are the ones that have skills.
I know much of them. what I want to say is that we need to reforms. We need to come up with something that will enable us to get at least 30%.
Mm.
You cannot go and say we want to do business while you don't have anything. You are bare hands. The Chinese are now capitalizing the free market systems.
Yeah.
And then they have found out that is very, very nice. They don't do it in their country, but when they are in other country, they do it.
Yeah. I think the danger is operating as equals. We are not equal with China.
That is the thing.
Yeah.
That is the thing. We are not equal.
Hmm.
This is the thing. This is where I'm saying the president went there. I don't know what document with they went there, because I was actually trying to find out whether we have foreign investment policy, something like that. A framework where we say, look, if you are coming here for a business, as is a business, we can give you 50%, and then you give 50% to the other. We only say that. I have heard it when Starlink was applying to be part of Namibian's network or something like that.
Yeah.
But do we have a policy in place that we can say that we can rely on? Because when you don't have a policy, the Chinese will rely on the policies of a free market.
Yeah.
So the one that they have more is the one that take everything. And this is what has killed us also when it's come to construction industry, where you find a local company that doesn't have anything, made a joint venture with a Chinese company of a tender of about 70 million. And then these Chinese guys will come and say, but you don't have anything. You don't have trucks. You don't have money. You don't have anything. So let me just give you 5 million and then you go. You see?
Yeah. But the other clever things that Chinese are doing, they register a company in Namibia. They become a local company.
This is the thing. This is the problem.
You understand? They become a local company.
This is where I was telling you that Sam Nujoma put something like a policy, like a moratorium.
Yeah.
When Sam Nujoma comes here, he says foreigners cannot come here and register companies. Foreigner must come here as investors. You see? You understand?
Yeah. So for
the period of 15 years, there were no foreign companies registered here in Namibia. It comes when the Kangudi comes in power. And that is when the economy started being in shambles, because you don't produce anything, and a lot of the money that comes out goes out to China's profit. We don't get anything, and then debt piled up.
Yeah.
This is what we are talking about. Yeah. Now, we were saying the Chinese, for them to get there where they are today, they send student, or they send scholars or people to go and study in China.
Yeah.
About 1 million of the Chinese went there. That Because you remember the Chinese were colonies of the British.
Yeah.
You see? I think we need now to look at what should we do. Because I'm still studying and trying to find out how this system is. For as long as you don't have a sovereign national fund,
yeah,
of which you can say, look, I have Namibian company. We want to look for companies, manufacturers, and so on, something like that. So you fund those companies using the sovereign national fund, and then you give the government like 20% or something like that. And you know the other problem that we are actually having here in Namibia is that when somebody is given
when you're talking about sovereign fund, you're looking at in terms of like, even if you're on a personal level, it's like you are saying someone who is actually, who, let's say for example, your salary doesn't even meet your need. So, and you say, oh, take up some money that you can actually save. He doesn't even have money to save.
that is the thing.
That's where we are. So even if you talk about the sovereign fund, we don't have money to save.
That is the problem. Yeah. That is the biggest problem.
Yeah.
You see. Yeah. You cut me. I wanted to say something, but now I forgot it. But it's not a problem. You also raised a very good point by saying that. You know how the system was crafted, ne? We somehow now find out that the way of countries not borrowing against the minerals. I mean, you cannot. I mean, your resources, your mineral has been taken away from you,
yeah.
And then you cannot generate kinds of things like what we are actually talking about is the national sovereign fund. You can't do that. But yeah. I think we still have a way of which we can actually say, look, you must now give us at least 30%. Uraniums, the Chinese are taking.
Yeah.
Lithiums, the Chinese are taking. Everything. I mean, the Chinese have become now very strong than even the G7s combined.
Yeah. But the other thing also, just before we also then give others chances, we cannot blame the Chinese. The Chinese just need to do what they need to do. It's business. You know?
But where we are actually saying is that we have a relations with them. When you are my friend, you must advise me in order for me to account to something, to say, okay, you are my friend. We are going to build at least a 3 or 4 factories or manufacturers, infrastructures in your country because we are friends. That is what the Russians and the Iranians did. You see?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, no. But if you really have no clue, I don't think because as I said, you were saying at the beginning that do we really know what we're doing? Do we have people who in those negotiations and things like that? People will always look for what benefits them, you know. And if we are ignorant about, you know, our own interest, definitely they will play on that. They will play on that. Yeah? And they have been playing.
Yeah, and the other problem is that people think the responsibilities of business people, of business community, is at the same as that of the government or the state. You know, there is a little bit of a difference. You know, the main objective of business communities is to make profit.
Exactly.
That is one thing that you need to understand. Yeah.
So when you're inviting Chinese company to come see as business, their main purpose is making profit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not thinking, okay, there are bilateral relationship between Namibia and whatever. No, no, for them it's making business.
Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks for coming through, man. Yeah.
All right, thank you, man.
Yeah. Our 8333-66091.
or 333-66091. So if you want to come and you could be part of the team that went to China and also give us a perspective of what happened. All right. All right. Let's move on. Our time is about 58 minutes past the hour of nine and still have a lot of time. Still have a lot of time. So yeah, here on Unpacking, that's why we allow now, you know, a bit of time for people to say what they need to say, because we have plenty of time on the show. All right. 0833-66091. 0833-66091. A very good morning.
Good morning, how?
I'm fine. Wait. Okay, I'm fine. And yourself?
I'm doing fine. China. Now, my question is this. Between us and China, who needs who?
I think China needs us more.
Are you serious?
I am serious.
They need us more than we need that. We need them.
We need them, yeah. Because we can with what we have, we can always go to someone else.
Now, the thing is, if they need us,
yeah.
Remember, if you need a loan from the bank, I will just give you an example.
Yeah.
And when an insurance, let me put bank and insurance company.
Yeah.
Who needs you? Because if you go to the bank, if you want a loan, you go to the bank.
Yeah.
Because you need the money, isn't it?
Yeah.
And the bank will do what? Put down the requirement or whatever they need from you.
Yeah.
As security and so forth. Then you must provide that. If not, they will tell you no.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, if China need us, okay, they need something from us, the same way you need money from the bank or a loan somewhere, anyway.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, it means those institutions have conditions.
Yeah.
Mm. Which you must meet in order for you to get what you want.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, now, if China need us, what conditions do we have?
That's the question. That's the question.
Mm. Yeah, now, if we don't have condition, whatever it means, we are the one who need us. We are the one who need them. Then they put conditions on the table and say, if you want, come to China, you see? Yeah. Yeah, if you want us to help you, maybe, okay, to improve in terms of technology, mining, and so we can do that. We have the capacity, we are here, we cannot come to you. Come here. Okay, what do you want? No, A, B, C, D. Okay, if you want that, we can do that, provided that you see, give us A, B, C, D.
Yeah. You only go into negotiation when you know your value, you know.
Yes.
When you know your value, mm-hmm. you can negotiate from position of power.
Yes.
At this point in time, we're not negotiating from position of power. Even if China need Namibia, China is the one who's coming in a position of power, you know, in this negotiation, and coming
that's
with the conditions.
Yeah? That's what I'm saying. To them, they need us, you understand, but they know that they will come and knock on our door.
Exactly.
The same as I'm saying, the bank need you to take a loan. They might advertise, but they will never come into a house and say, please, we want you to borrow money. They can, but at least... No, they know exactly that you will come there.
Yeah.
You see? Now, to them, when you come to them, they will not say, no, don't come. You will come. But they have conditions.
Hmm.
They have some things they will put on the table that, because they don't want
and,
to lose.
And we're doing just exactly that. We're doing just exactly. We go now to China and said, we want you to come. Come to Namibia. You understand?
Uh-huh.
So we actually ask them to come. So when they come, they are in the position of power, not us anymore.
That is, we need them, they don't need us.
Exactly.
Yeah, now, the thing is, look, because why I'm saying that is, China don't need us. They only need the resources, they only need things which are in Namibia, not us, not at all.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, we also don't need them. We only need what they have.
What is that? Technology has them, because they will come as individuals here.
Yeah.
You understand? When they open up a mind, it's a combination of them, you see, of their technology and them. That's why you see their tracks here.
Yeah,
you
no, see? A person is in a resource.
Everything, because yeah. they come as individuals.
Yeah, a knowledgeable person has become a resource. You understand?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Now to ask, look, let me see, even you can ask the president, or the minister, our minister of mines and energy, whatever you call it.
Yeah.
Ask even those who are working in the mine, how is uranium being processed until a final product?
Yeah.
They will not tell you. They doesn't know.
Yeah, no,
they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. It's never been done here.
Now you go and negotiate based on something which you don't understand.
Yeah.
Well, how is that negotiation effective?
Mm, yeah.
You see, but if you send them to say, no, go and negotiate on Mahanga.
We lost that one. You can always come back. Do come back and put your point across. Yeah, it was a very good point that you were making. So do come through and make your point again. All right, 08-08-08-333-08-333-66-091, 08-333-66-091. Who actually, you know, in a position of power, who need who when it comes to this? We go and beg. Please do come. Come invest in Namibia. And when they come, they said, okay, if we do that, so if we come, then these are the conditions. So they are now come in the position of power than us. Yeah, so 08-333-66-091. So do come through and have your say. All right. What's the time? 5 minutes. Past the hour of... six. Oh, past the hour of 10. What am I thinking? Apparently past the hour of 6. Not past the hour of 10. So we go until 11 o'clock. So the program has an extra hour. We used to stop at 10 o'clock, but now we go until 11 o'clock. So do come through and share your opinion on the topic we're discussing so far. So when we come back, we touch on another topic.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, welcome back. And okay, let's move on. But you're most welcome to come through and still comment on our first topic that we have discussed, our headlines that we have discussed. Now, welcome back. And you're still with me on Unpacking the Day right here on Eagle FM. So, still in the morning, you can still grab a coffee or tea and enjoy the ride. Just tonyego ko okoulunde. And then, you know, you enjoy the ride. All right. Now, the Bank of Namibia, and this is a front page, headlines. It's a front page stories in yesterday's edition of the Villager by Minomeno Valihangala.
So, but there's also a report from the Bank of Namibia that has put out its latest quarterly report. They put out their latest quarterly report. And, you know, I've been staring at these numbers all morning. And here's the headline. In just five quarters, okay? In just five quarters, né? That is from the start of 2025 to right up to March this year, we are a country, as a country, we spent 46.2 billion on consumable imports. You know, consumable imports. So, let me say that again. 46.2 billion Namibian dollars on things we eat, things we wear, things we use in our house, things we put in our cars, consumables, not factories, okay? Not factories, not machines, just things we use up and finish, okay? That's consumable things we use up and finish, all right? Those are the consumables. Now, if you count that in a quarter, that's about 8.5 billion every 3 months. 8.5 billion every 3 months leaving our shores and going to other countries so that our local shops, you know, can stay stocked up. And that is just the consumable. And we are just talking about consumable here. Now, when you add fuels and vehicles and everything else, so our total import bill hit 148.5 billion in that same period. 148.5 billion just in the same period. Now, my dear listeners, that is not just a number on page, all right? So that's why I always said, learn to love numbers. Most of us run away from numbers. Number speaks a lot. Numbers, they reveal a lot. They speak, number tell a story. Now, when you keep, when we keep now, as I said, this is not just a number. Because when we keep preaching about manufacturing, you know, that is, when we talk about that, that is actually money that could build factories in Namibia. When we talk about that amount of money, so, and we keep preaching about manufacturing. So that is money that could be building factories in Namibia. That's money that could, you know, that could be paying salaries of our young people who are walking the street without, working with street with degrees and no jobs. 148.5 billions. That is money that is creating work in other countries while we sit here with our hands out. We don't think deep. Seriously, we don't think deep. We just live. We just live life. So, you look at, you read this, I think on the papers, and you probably think, you know, you don't even go deep and think, what does this really mean? Why we keeping doing this? Well, we could also look at the other side of the coin. The other side of the coin, what are we selling to the world? So what are we selling to the world? What are we exporting? The same report tells us we sent out 124.5 billion worth of goods. Sounds good, isn't it? Ah, we also doing something, okay? We also selling something out. All right. But here's the painful part. Yes, we do. 124.5 billion. But here's the most painful part. Almost of all of it, all of what we're selling out is actually in a raw material. Same thing that we're talking about here with China. Okay? Almost all of it is actually in raw materials. Uranium. Diamond in their rough form, you know, nickel ore. The only thing we actually process, you know, the only thing we actually, and not really process to the, you know, and sending out
were polished diamond, I think. They were polished diamond. There were some diamond that were polished. And processed fish. There are also fish that has been processed. And that's it. Yeah? And it's not something... And when we talk about processed fish, it's actually that companies, those companies who are actually having, they have factories to frozen and maybe canned some of the things, you know, for exportation outside. Everything else we dig out of the ground and ship it away as it is. And we keep telling you here, we will keep bombarding you with this so that consciously you wake up thinking, ooh, you don't realize that the reason why we are in the situation where we find ourselves, it's because of some of this. It's the way how we do business, my friend. It's the way how we do business. So when are we going to start value addition that we keep preaching about? Think about that. We take our gold. We send it to another country. They make it into jewelry. They make it or a phone or whatever. And then they sell those finished product back to us. This is what is happening. This is what is happening. They sell it back to us at a higher price. We are literally giving away our wealth. We are literally giving away our wealth and then buy it back from others. And we complaining why we have unemployment in this country? Why unemployment is so high in this country? And here's where my blood start to boil a little bit. Okay. So our leaders have been talking about value addition for years. Every speech is you have a value addition nowadays. You have heard them. We must add value on our resources. We must process locally. We must industrialize. You know, it's more, how would I say? It's more a statement just out there. Rather than sometime, I need someone who comes and said, look, we actually put up a policy of this, and next year or in 6 months, we will have, you know, a factory being, you know, done, coming as a consequences of, as a result of that. You know, we will have a processing plant that will be put somewhere coming in 2 months or in 3 months or whatever, as a result of, you know. But talk is cheap, people. Talk is cheap. I can do that. You know? And the funny thing is that the Bank of Namibia report is very clear. Okay? When we're talking about now this value addition and all that, the Bank of Namibia's report is very clear. And he said, right now, there is no national initiative supporting large-scale manufacturing. So we're talking, we go, none. We go to China, like as we most of you were saying, we said we want you to come and help us manufacturing. But we don't have a national initiative supporting the large-scale manufacturing. That's coming. That's not coming from me. It's coming from the bank. Bank of Namibia report. Nada. Non te. And if you follow the article also indicated that the old EPZ, the old export or processing zone law, which was supposed to help factories that export, was repealed last year. Gone. Finish. Gone. Kaput. Okay, it's dead. And even when it was still alive, even when it was, I'm talking as if it's dead. Yeah, when it was alive, I don't know how to put it. It was not helping manufacturers who wanted to sell their goods to local Namibians. It only helped those who wanted to export. So, as I said, it's gone. And there's not, at this point in time, there's nothing. There's no national initiative that's actually supporting any of, especially large-scale manufacturing. Non-te. Now, there was someone who was talking now, the caller that was talking about, that we have, at this point in time, we have something called a growth at home strategy. Okay? We have a growth at home strategy. Sounds beautiful. You know, the idea was to encourage local processing, this whole thing of growth at home strategy. But the report says it came with no support. So the growth home strategy, it came with no support, no funding, no incentive, no real help for local entrepreneurs who want to build factories. Yeah? So it came with no support. Yeah? No support at all. So our business people are looking at this and say, you know, they're looking at this and say, why should I risk my money to build a factory when the government is not meeting me halfway? And when I can just, the easier thing to do is just to import things from South Africa and make a quick profit. Why would I risk my money to build a factory? So when the government is not meeting me halfway. So, as we said, the growth at home strategy, it came with nothing. No support, no funds, no incentives. So, and our business people would think, okay, why should I? It's easier for a business person to actually just order something, import something from South Africa and make a profit here. And that's what we see. And speaking of South Africa, did you catch this? South Africa is our biggest source of imports, our biggest. And when you look at you look at the stories, when you read this the story now, South Africa is our biggest source of import, and China is our biggest buyer of exports. So we send raw material to China, and we buy finished goods from South Africa. We are sandwiched in the middle of this global trade chain, you know, and we are not really controlling anything. We're not controlling anything at all. So we sent our raw material to China and we buy finished goods from South Africa. What are we controlling? Nothing, nada. We're not controlling anything. Now, let me bring this into your pocket now, okay? In the stories, in the article, there's also a whole issue of trade deficit. You know, this is, I think this is the gap between what we sell and what we buy. So, in the first quarter of this year, the deficit was 9 billion. This is 9.7% worse than last year. Worse than last year. So the trajectory, you can see the trajectory already. So in May alone, we imported 15.5 billion and only exported 12.4 billion. Now that gap of 3.1 billion, some people are saying, oh, it is better than April. Sometimes I don't trust this economist. You know, a 3.1, then we said, well, it's better than April, which was 4.4 billion. So, but better than bad is still not good. Better than bad is still not good, my friend. It's still not good. A deficit means we are living beyond our mean as a country. You can't, now, and when a country keeps spending more foreign money than it ends, the pressure goes on. It goes on our currency. It goes on the price in our shops. the prices in our shops goes up. In our reserves, you know, the reserve really get squeezed. So there's no any celebration there. Yeah? There's no any celebrations there. When you have that now little whatever, and you think, it's better than us. No. Still bad. That's not still good. Yeah? Okay, let's also be fair. There's a different side to this story, okay? So, and we need to look at all of them. Now, I'm positioning, think of myself, now, from the side of the ordinary consumers, and that's you and me, we need these goods. You understand? When I said, well, there's nothing that we are actually controlling, so we need these goods. As consumers, we need these goods. So we need clothes, we need cooking oil, we need petrol, we need cars, if these things are not made here, we have to bring them in. Eh? If they are not made in Namibia, so we bring them in. So, and that's why we see so many things are coming out. Eh? So many things are coming in. Because we don't make them, we don't manufacture here. Kabish? It's a simple, who used to say it's a simple mathematics? Yeah? So no one is saying we must stop buying what we need, okay? That's not the point. So the import are necessary because our local industry are not making enough. Yeah? So that's important. So it's not just that we are not making enough, we almost not making anything. Eh? So that's the difference now. We're almost not making anything. So for us, ordinary consumers, well, let them come. Yeah? Because we need all those stuff. So if we don't make them, get them. Then look at the business person, okay? Now, if you look at from the business person point of view, maybe you have a brilliant idea to start, let's say, for example, to start a factory, making cooking oil from local Mahangu. Can you make a... People probably laughing at me thinking, you make cooking oil from Mahangu. Can you not? I thought I was in a trade fair where they said they make... What was that? Was that a cake? Oh, no, not a cake. Was it, what was made from Mahangu? I thought it was cooking oil. All right, from sunflower. Let's say, for example, you have now this brilliant idea to start a factory making cooking oil, you know, from sunflower. But, you know, the problems that you may have, but the electricity costs are too high. So that's one thing. Electricity costs are too high. You have this bureaucratic, you know, processes that you need to go through. You know, the red tape is too much. And you cannot get a loan. Most important thing, you cannot get a loan from the bank because, as I was telling, you know, Mandume, that the banks say manufacturing is too risk, you know, and is for you as an entrepreneur, you are too risky. Eh? So the bank is not giving you money. It's not giving you a loan because you are too risky. So, and the government has no incentive scheme to help you start. So, do you see? So what do you do? As an entrepreneur, what do you do? Of course, the simple things to do and the only solution is import. You import. It's easier. And that's where we find ourselves. It's simple as that. Yeah? It is less risky and you keep your business alive. I don't need to be an economist to figure it out. Yeah? Seriously. It's simple. Very, very simple. Yeah? So, and that's why the other time when we're talking the countries that make doing business very difficult, Namibia is at the bottom. Yeah, we are at the bottom. So business find it difficult. Local business find it difficult doing business in Namibia. Extremely difficult. So, and basically that's what we fall into. Then there is the government side. The government side, they will tell you, okay, we are working on it. We're working on it. And how, for years we work on it. These things take time. Yeah? We were knocking on it. These things takes time. We have policies, you know, but policy without money, action are just word on a paper. Yeah? They're just word on the paper. So the growth at home strategy has been there. It has been there. But as the report shows, it's struggling to bring in local capital because there is no support. Eh? There is no support. So what is the plan now? What is the plan? What has replaced the EPZ law? Eh? The export processing zone law. What has replaced that? If you repealed it, what came next? These are the questions that our leaders need to answer. So what came next? So, and here's the question for the mining houses, okay? We are exporting over 124 billion in minerals. Where's the processing? Why is there no pressure? This is now when we talk about, you know, I don't see a pressure. There's no pressure. Or maybe it shouldn't be a pressure. Maybe incentives. Yeah? There's no incentive for this company to build, refineries here. This is what we're talking about. First of all, is there pressure that this company actually, even those who are inviting them, what would be the pressure for them to build refineries here and factories here and, you know, processing plants here? What are the pressure? Or what are the incentives for this company to build refineries here? That has to come from some sound goodness, good business negotiators. Eh? That definitely tells that we don't have good negotiators. And some of them, you look at some people who were just appointed. You know, you come from here, you come. Some are ED. He was on the other side. He was on health. Now he's there. How do they master all these skills? Eh? Eh? How do they master all the skills? And you're talking, and we're talking now, when you're discussing oil and gas, for example, or some mining companies, not mining minerals, which you don't even, it's mentioned there, you have no idea what it is. You never seen in your eyes. I'm mentioning quite a lot of here that I have no clue. Imagine you put me in a negotiation. Eh? Or rare earth. What is the rare earth? I never seen something like that. I never seen a lithium. I don't even know how it looks like. Eh? No, I can check it up. I know what can do. I know what the things that it can do. But, you know, and even that, I don't have an extensive understanding of the sector itself. You understand? But I could be. Yeah? I could be a minister. Yeah, I could be a minister. I'm just waiting for her to call me up. Yeah? You know, I could be an advisor.
Yeah, I could be. Yeah, now, if I started, you know, in my political party, if I started actually talking more louder, you know, I could always be called up, man. Yeah, could always be called up. Yeah, it's just that I'm not the loudest speaker. I can speak louder here, but politically, I thought I waited until I grow a little bit of gray hair. The gray hair is starting to come now. You know, you need to look for your retirement job, man. You know, you have to start looking for your retirement job. Eh? So, yeah, maybe I must start talking now. Okay. Must start talking now. Political campaign. I even have a platform, you know. If Tatewalenga is not, I said, that's not your political party. Don't promote your what? Yeah. All right. So, yeah. So as I said, so the really issues here, even when we ask him, you know, asking company to, even local one, why is there no, I think my question is, why is there no pressure? There aren't pressure from many of these multinational companies. There are no incentives, maybe no pressure. Pressure should come from the law, I mean from the policy. But is there incentive for these companies actually to build the refineries here? It's not just a question of we want you to do, you know, to build refineries here or whatever factories. What is the incentives? Yeah. But the question is, why must our uranium go out as a basic, you know, what do they call that? A yellow cake. Yeah. As a basic yellow cake, not as a fuel rod. Yeah? Why must our gold go out as a dust? You know, it goes as a dust and not as a jewelry, you know? Is it because we are too much comfortable? We are too comfortable being, how would I call this? You know, being a digging economy. Okay? So a digging economy. That's my invention, okay? You won't find it in a dictionary. What is a digging economy? So, but that's what we are. We are so much comfortable being a digging economy. Eh? We just dig. Eh? We are comfortable being a digging economy. And I think we have been there now that we just don't want to do it. Something that is so difficult. You know what is what I was talking about that now, that it's easy for, if I'm an entrepreneur where there are no incentive, no support, it's easier for me to import things from South Africa and then sell and get a profit. And that we have been. That's the system. Yeah. It's the same thing. It's easy to dig, you know, and then put up, building up factories and refineries and things like that. Yeah. Those are difficult things to do. So we just get comfortable in digging. We are a digging economy. All right. So that's a word from Eagle FM, digging economy. Okay. So we have to have a copyright of that. And here's another angle, you know, the fish sector. So the fish is the only, you know, is the only, the, how do they call this? The non-mining product in our top five export is the only non-mining product. So in our fish, not in our top five export. So, and even then, it is because we process it, canned fish, frozen fish, that show it can be done. One thing that you can see that if we can be able to do, we can be able to can fish. We can be able to frozen. Frozen is just to help that they, you know, when we export them, they have, yeah. So, but we can also show in a smaller way, you know, that, yeah, it can be done. So why is fish working? More or less, okay? Not completely, more or less. But everything else is stuck. Everything is stuck. Could it be because
we had stronger policies and investment in fisheries over the years. That could be the case. Yeah. Maybe it's because of that. Or is it simply because fish, this could be also the reasons. Fish get spoiled quickly. Yeah. Fish spoil if you don't process them. If you don't process them quickly, they get spoiled. So the company had no choice but build a factory here. So because they get spoiled quickly. So that could be the reasons. Yeah. Now I want to think. I want you to think about this. Okay. I want you really to think about this. If we spend even half of that 46 billion on the consumables to, let's say for that 46 consumable that we spend on consumer to build a local factories instead, how many jobs would we have created? It's a simple logic. Yeah? How many jobs we could have created? Yeah? Okay. We can do some rough math, okay? If one factory, for example, job cost about 500,000 Namibian dollar to create in terms of setup and machines, okay? So half of 46 billion is 23 billion. Now, that is potentially 10 of thousand of job. You understand? It's a tenth of thousand of job. Very good morning to you.
Yes, that is my result to come back.
All right.
I see that you are talking alone, and we are listening anyway, but we're interested just to touch a few things.
There are a couple of things sometimes I need to say, you know, for people to understand what is going on. Yeah. Mm.
Exactly. Now we are talking about the way we are trading it for each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it gives me a picture that, you see, we are losing a lot.
Yeah.
And because now, remember, it looks small when we are saying we are exporting.
Yeah.
It looks small amount, but when you look at what we are exporting, it's a low form material.
No, let me give you something quickly.
Yeah.
Let's say, for example, China just decided, no, we're not going to import, because this is our largest exporter, you know?
So let's say
China decided today, we stop exporting from you. Okay, boom.
Yeah.
And then South Africa said, you are not importing anything from here.
From here, yeah.
What's going to happen?
I'm telling you, we are done.
Your economy is absolutely collapsed.
Completely. That's why I was telling you that the other day, it's very hard for us to dealing even the dollar from the rent.
Mm-hmm.
Because our money may end up in even Angola Kwacha or whatever.
Yeah.
It will be better.
Mm-hmm. You will collapse absolutely.
Yeah. I'm telling you, the way we are doing things in Namibia is that, my friend, even the bread itself, we cannot do that.
Yeah.
Because last time we having a local company, local bakery, and now we introduce backpour bread.
Yeah.
Now I see they change it even in the form of flesh, you see? But we are killing the small people who are trying to come up with a bakery to supply even. So, remember the other time, I'm always like to give a suggestion. If this guy is coming from wherever, put up a bakery. Because to buy that machinery for baking bread, it's very expensive. They mingle whatever they call. Now, for you to empower this person to recruit more people, give him a tender off to supply even Ella Dupress.
Yeah.
Or Agustinium Hostel. Or Katutra Hostel. My friend, what we do? We go to South African tailors. It's the one who are supplying Katutra Hostel bread.
Yeah.
Those people are sick. It's the one who is giving the prisoner also bread. Come on, guys, man. When are we trying to grow home?
Yeah.
Hmm? That is the problem. The fact what you are saying, if we give South Africa, I mean, South Africa say no, we are not going to import from you, and Namibia also not come to here to take anything from you. There's no trouble between Namibia and South Africa. My friend, we are done. And we never learn anything from Corona. So that I was telling you, we never learn anything from Corona. Even our place, the way we are fixing it, we fix it for the foreigners. I'm talking about the bed and breakfast even. A couple who just get married, they are not able to go to a tasha. It's too expensive.
Yeah. You know, many people, ne? And I would admit before I took on this program,
yeah.
I would go on my day buying things without really. Of course, I have a questioning mind compared to many people. Is that, you know, we don't pay attention to things, you know.
We don't
pay attention to things like that. We think. Of course, they pay attention, but scrolling on the TikTok and whatever. So those are the things that we entertain ourselves with. But
we are focusing on now.
If many people were able to really recognize the position we are in, we could be challenging government. You understand?
We could be challenging
how the way things are stained. Now you have only one person or two, 3% that are doing that. Maybe you have the Anshereros of this world. They challenge up one thing. It hasn't got much impact because it's one person. You understand?
It's one person. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It's only one who is everywhere. But now we are even allowing him to be alone there.
Yeah. You have one guy who wrote an article there that really make a hell of sense. Nobody's reading it because he's not known for anything. You understand? Yeah. And things like that, they just go unnoticed.
I'm telling you.
Yeah. And that's we are crying, you know. We're crying unemployment, we're crying, you know, poverty. But we let ourselves in those situations by tolerating mediocre and incompetence.
Very much. That's what I'm saying. The way we do things is this, we do it in solo. But if we are just trying to get together as a unit, my friend, there's a lot of things we can put our current government to stand still.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing this? Because remember now, when I was telling you that this morning, Amunche, who is a minister for energy now, so bypassing the law which is been there established by the companies, like competition.
Yeah.
You remember the issue? I think you remember the company which is operating for oil now. Nathan. It was given okay, now we can allow you to do that, but you have to find the oil somewhere. Well, guess what's come to aid? Samche. Samche said, no, go and buy it from Vito.
Yeah.
Which was not Bennett, no, you are not, no, because you see, it's like a kind of a conflict between Nathan and what? Because it's a matter parliament from Vito.
Yeah.
That was a problem. Now, again, Amut is the one who is bypassing the law to give the Chinese firm to buy off this Olongo cement.
Yeah.
And just imagine now, that guy, he can decide what tomorrow when we wake up, the cement will be 1,000. What are you going to do? Nothing, because we are allowing all this nonsense to go ahead, and as the people, we are quiet. But the moment you want to build, is where you are going to find yourself like, oh, the cement is now is costing 1,000.
Yeah.
Because now it doesn't care about much. It doesn't affect you. But in the long run, my friend, you feel it.
Yeah, no, we're not thinking, but the problem with us, not only Namibian, maybe most of African, maybe, or developing countries, we don't think, at this point in time, we don't think 10 years or 20 years ahead. We only think about, you know, we don't even think a year ahead. We only think about this quarter, yeah?
Yeah.
How do we survive this quarter?
No, seriously.
We're looking at these numbers. Yeah, we're looking at how do we survive this quarter, and we celebrate a little percentage of trade deficit and we still actually have a huge trade deficit, and we celebrate that little improvement, eh?
In a quarter. In a quarter, and then you realize, like, yeah, yes, we, our countries, we are getting to this number. You know, I like a great call of fame because you guys, I don't know who do record it, that is saying what. As Namibia, we grow up to 6%, and Namibia can do it again. Cut my word. Way. I'm telling you, it can grow in the paper, but in the reality, my friend, where people are going to buy bread for costing almost $20 now.
When you have to say something like that, you need to look at what are the signs, what tells you that would happen again. You know, from what you're looking at, everything is it's actually regressing. Okay,
I'm telling you.
Yeah, things so are going things. Down.
Michael, those days when you are going for shopping, at least with a big toy for 1,000 item. Like now, even a basket which will kill. It's not even full, huh?
Yeah.
But it's already 1.5.
Oh, yeah.
Very I'm bad. Telling you. And you have to remove the cooking oil or something out. Aye, man. I can take a little bit of other people. Maybe somebody will come for a last caller.
All right, man.
Okay, cheers.
Yeah. All right. It's your turn. You can always come through. 0833-66091. I'm back from Mars. I'm back from planet Mars. I'm here now. 0833-66091. All right, 49 minutes past the hour of 10. So we still have about 11 minutes. So, well, to come through and engage. This is your country. This is your economy. This is your, you know, let's have thought. Let's talk. All right. So yeah, I was even talking about, you know, what was that? I'm mentioning of family, thousands of families with bread on the table. So we're talking about now. I was talking about, you know, with that the. If you really, we're talking about that 46 million billion of consumable, you know, if we were, you know, that could have actually used to build local factories, you know, instead. So instead of consuming, you know, and importing and exporting raw materials that create that deficit, so we could actually then, you know, with that, how many jobs you would actually create with that, you know? So, yeah, and that potentially, you know, 10,000 of jobs, you would probably create many jobs. Thousands of families would then have bread on their table. But right now, that money is creating job way in China. It's creating jobs in South Africa. It's creating job in Europe. And that's what is happening right now. So, and who suffer? The young graduate in Ohangwena who cannot find work. That's the one who suffer. The single mother in Wavish Bay who is waiting for a factory job that never opened or never came actually. Yeah? So the small business, you, a business person in Katutura, that want to supply the local manufacturer, but there's no manufacturer to supply. Those are the people that suffer, my friend. So where do we go? Where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? I think we need one thing. First, we need to stop celebrating small improvement in the trade deficit. It's pathetic. Oh, May was better than April. No, we still lost 3.1 billion in 1 month. Sometimes I don't understand, you know, we need to be serious about that. Yeah? 3.1 billion, you still lost 3.1 billion. And you're saying, no, May was a bit better than April. No, that's misleading people. a brutal truth. We still lost 3.1 billion in 1 month. So, and we need to demand that our leaders explain what has replaced the other things, what has replaced actually the EPZ, the law. Eh? I'm asking, where do we go from here? So we need to ask, what incentives are on the table for, let's say, a young Namibian who wants to build a factory? Maybe there's a young Namibian who have a brilliant idea, want to build a factory. What is the incentives? Yeah? And we need to look at our mining agreement. We need to look at that. So we go and invite people, come and mine, come and do business in Namibia. Are we negotiating now? Are we negotiating processing clause? In our agreement, is there processing clause? Do we put in a processing clause? Are we saying, you can mine our uranium, but you must build a processing plant here? Yeah. Or are we just happy with the, as I said earlier, with the royalties and a few jobs at the mine phase? So, good morning. Welcome to Unpacking today.
Big Mike, how are you?
I'm fine, Uncle Bona. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
You sound very far. Maybe Jekapo Kawikwagashon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Yes, I'm not so sure. I know in the past, whenever a company want to set up a plant, for example, the government through this structure, they used to give incentives.
Yeah,
and just because. With the purpose of encouraging or promoting or investors.
That's what's supposed to. But the Bank of Namibia is saying there is no support, there are no incentives, for anyone, for companies, for any people who want, maybe like you want to put up a factory or something like that. That's coming from the report of the bank, from the Bank of Namibia. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay, then maybe they need to review that and reintroduce that because it does help.
Yeah.
Because in terms of acquiring land, in terms of putting some effort there or resources, they used to be met halfway. So that just to encourage them, but I don't know the reason why they are now saying is no longer happening.
Yeah, so I think the other thing, one thing we probably understand from the government point of view is just that there are pressing issues more important. I mean, we don't have medicine in hospitals, so we don't have money. Also, maybe at this point in time, it could have been there, but also you have to understand where the government is at this point in time.
But what about if somebody is going to put a company, to establish a company or whatever, and that one is also going to have the people will be employed, the loyalty will be paid, and a lot of benefits that might come through that. So I think the reason why they are giving that is because this company A is going to do so much in the community, so in terms of employment or wealth creation or whatever, so I think you need to balance up the issue there. If they are going to put more, to plow more in the community, employing people and many, many other issues, and I think that shouldn't discourage any the government, but if there are issues really that they need to deviate money to that is the more priority area.
Yeah.
I think this can also be understandable.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Thank you for coming through.
Good.
All right, we still have 3 minutes. So our neighbor, the South Africa is our main supplier, but we also part of the SACU, you know, the Southern African Custom Union. So we share a custom union with them. Okay, so is there a way to use that? Okay, for those who in a know-how, is there a way to use that relationship to build, let's say, regional factories, yeah, rather than just being a market for their finished goods? Yeah? Now, can we not negotiate better so that some of those factories come here? I mean, talking about South Africa now. Yeah? So, and probably the most important thing, to you listening right now, this is not just about government and big businesses. Every time, this is something we also don't, maybe we have no choice, but we have to think as Namibians as well. Every time we choose a local product over an important one, we are actually voting with our wallets. All right? We are voting with our wallets. So, but here's the problem though. But that's the problem. Eh? The problem is that we need local product to exist in the first place. So first of all, we need local products for us to be able to buy. So this is a whole question of what is that chicken and egg situation continues, yeah? So, well, in the end, I still having this problem. Why do we keep digging? Why do we keep digging wealth out of our ground and give it away? Yeah? And give it away raw. Why? So why do our leaders speak beautiful words about industrialization, but ripple the few laws we had without actually replacing them? Yeah? And who is really benefiting from this import economy? We are more import economy. Who is benefiting? Because it is not the ordinary Namibian on the street. It is not. Okay? And this has been Unpacking the Day. Yeah, this has been Unpacking the Day. So, all right. And thank you for those who took place in the show, who come through and contribute their views. And thank you for doing that. This is what the show for. This is your show. Let me leave you in the hands of Abigail. It's coming up with Sizuma Saliko. So coming up from the capital. So yeah, on which program is following up? All right. Yeah. So stay tuned. And stay tuned to the programs that are coming your way. And I leave you in the hands of my colleagues in Vanduk. So from me, Michael Shoveni, I wish you a good day and a productive day as well. So see you tomorrow. We talk tomorrow.